Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord that we're able to share this time together again. I welcome you to the broadcast. And if you're a new listener, I pray that you're blessed and will join us regularly, as so many do, to make this a part of their daily schedule. I've been ministering on the Feast of Trumpets. I've been sharing about the victory that God has given, sometimes not according to the natural, as I shared on this week's broadcast, that first day, that what the Lord commanded Joshua to do was in the natural a very foolish thing as far as Jericho is concerned. But when we will do and obey, hearken to what God says in His Word, trusting in Him, not fretting, not worrying, not be anxious for anything, but with everything, with prayer and supplication, let your petitions be made known to God. As we really obey the word of the Lord, we will find that while we're not immune from attacks, tests, and trials, yet we will unfailingly have victory if we will obey the word of the Lord, because the work is dependent upon Jesus' completed and finished work. You see, His work is perfect and complete. And if we don't possess it, it's because we've somehow fallen short, or we've missed it, or there's something that we're not doing. But I just want to assure you that if you will obey, and it takes a process. You know, you might love the Lord with all of your heart. I know I have. I've just, for years, I've served Him, and He's been the reason of my existence. And yet I'm finding, as I'm growing in the Lord, that more and more I love and honor His Word, more and more I'm able to obey the Word with a submission and a yieldedness and obedience that I never had before. So it is a growth process. Jesus is our Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning of our salvation and our victory, and He's the ending of our past defeats and sorrows, and has given us power now for you and me today, right now, over all the power of the devil. Isaiah 40, 28 and 31 states magnificent words. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to those who have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But hear the word of the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. David said in Psalm 128 and 2, For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. That's a good word. Amen. Praise God. More and more of God's people are beginning to see that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Well, now you might say, well, I've known that for decades, but there are those that are just coming into a knowledge of it. They're just being enlightened. We're always going to have folks of different stature. Some are just burst brand new into the kingdom, and they've got a lot to learn. And some of us who may have walked in the kingdom a while need to be reminded, need to have our memories refreshed as to some basic foundational truths. Jesus was hailed as the Lord's anointed. He was appointed to destroy the works of the devil. He was manifested for that purpose. He came to this earth to break the bands of oppression. He came to set the captive free. He not only took away our transgressions, he gave us power to withstand the whole host of darkness in his name. Jesus came to help the poor and the needy. He came to give strength to the weak. If you're feeling weak and weary and tired today, he is your uplifting. He is your strengthening. He'll turn your darkness into light. He will come down like showers from heaven that fall on the earth, and he will make you fruitful. Praise God. Listen, beloved, Christ is alive. Jesus is alive, and he loves and he rules. Jesus Christ, your high priest, has made you a priest in his kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be his name. Oh, beloved, with all of my heart, I desire for you to have God's best in your life. And as I pray, I know God has so much more in store for you, so much in store for all of us. As I carefully study his word, I'm convinced more than ever that we're on the threshold of what eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. And this burdens my heart, in one sense, for all the lives that we have the opportunity to reach with the words of hope and life. And then I get full of righteous indignation at the hindering work of Satan. So many are being buffeted. So many are just, you know, walking in a place of darkness and oppression. I just shared a letter, I believe it was yesterday, a sister writing from Stockton. She says, I love you so much. The messages you send me, I cry. Time seems so dark, so deep and dark. I feel like it'll never be light again. She says, thank you for caring. And I know her problems will get better. I am a believer, she says. Well, brother, sister, if you're a believer, yes, things are going to get better if you hold on to his hand. And I believe that the voice of the prophet must be heard in this nation and in this world. I believe that God wants to speak out of his word. He wants to speak by his spirit as well. And I believe that to speak in the name of the Lord without compromise what the Spirit is saying to his church in this hour is imperative. It's important. We need to hear what God is saying. I'm just going to obey the Lord. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. Think it not strange that I would speak to you on this wise. For the time of rain draws nigh. Soon, yea, I shall rain judgments upon the nations. But now, beloved, is a time of my pouring out of the Spirit of the Lord like rain. This is a time of grace. This is a time when whomsoever will can call upon the name of the Lord, when whomsoever will shall come and shall drink freely of the waters of life. For I shall send the former and the latter rain, and it shall be like no other outpouring. Whoever desires to drink of this rainfall may drink, yea, may drink deeply. I'm calling my people together, and I shall plant them as spiritual trees by living waters. Each one shall be a part of the whole, and they shall speak words of peace to the sin-sick, and to the weary, and to those who are fainting in the heat of the battle. Even as a flourishing tree gives shade and respite from the heat of the sun at noonday, so shall my people, my spiritual trees, give rest and comfort through my living word. They who open their hearts of compassion to help proclaim my words of salvation and deliverance shall not be barren trees. They shall be blessing to multitudes. They shall be as a shade tree for the weary, because my people shall do all they can to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. A great harvest shall be gathered for me. I'm calling to you, my beloved, and even now know that I'm moving in your behalf. I'm moving to bring about a finished work. I shall bring my people out from the valley. I shall bring them out from the wilderness and the desert places, and I shall bring them to higher ground, and I will work a work of which no one can deny. My people shall hear clearly. My people shall see clearly. My people shall feel, and all the things that I shall do in this hour shall my people know, from the least to the greatest. He that shall hear shall desire to do the things that I ask, and they shall be giving, as it were, a cup of cold water to the thirsty. a loaf of bread to the hungry, and clothing to the naked. Their doing and their good work shall be as a memorial unto me. Them will I remember. I shall never forget the sheep of my pasture. They shall eat of my word, and it shall be as honey in their mouths. I, even I, says the Lord, shall lead my flock into green pastures. I shall watch over them, and in the night and in the day, and a glad heart will I give them. I will be their strength. I shall be their light, and they shall know my paths, says the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Oh, beloved, we are members in particular of his body. He's placed me in his body as it pleased him, and he's placed you in his body as he desired. Each one of us are different members. We have different places, different functions, just as a natural body, but just one body, and Jesus is our head. And that's why, you know, I can't do this work alone. I covet your prayers, your financial help. Just, you know, like a natural body can go on living when some of its members are cut off, say, example, a leg or a hand or an arm. That body can continue to function, but not in the same measure of efficiency. So the Lord's body can go on living and functioning when some of its members aren't obedient. But as we all begin to take orders and receive our commands from the head, from Jesus, our head, there's going to be a beautifully functioning body of Christ. I can see it in the spirit. You know, years ago, someone had a vision of the body of Christ as a sleeping giant. Well, beloved, that body is arising. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants every member of his body to be healthy and functioning. It brings great pleasure to him to see his many-membered body flowing together and working smoothly. Praise God. And so that's why I ask for your prayers. And I ask you to obey the Lord if he speaks to your heart, to help financially, because only because of the financial gifts of God's people are we able to stay on this station. This is a faith work. We don't have any great resources. It's only what God brings in literally day to day. Praise God. So I invite you to be a part of my spiritual family. Let me know you're being blessed by the broadcast. And as you write, I'll send back whatever the Lord gives. And I know you'll be blessed as countless thousands have been over the decades. God bless you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.